guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be real, be here, be you with Cardi Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I'm so excited to have you guys here. I hope that your all's week has been smooth, it has been successful, and I'm proud of you all for just making it through another week and owning it. So congratulate your all self. You all should feel so good, and just know that we made it to the best part of the week. Relaxing, decompressing, and winding down with Simply You. So thank you all again. I'm so excited to get into it. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You.
Yay!
Guys, I'm so excited to get into it today. I have a little special surprise for us. The Q&A, honestly, you all were eating that shit up. So I decided to do another Q&A just because I was getting a lot more questions as well. So I'm really excited to just continue letting you all into who I am and my own experiences and how I think. And like, I don't know, like just being able to share that with you guys truly means so much to me. And you all started to have a lot of questions, which I absolutely love, regarding just honestly the process of this podcast, which was so intriguing to me. So we're going to get into that a little bit today, as well as just confidence too. There was like a piece of one of my past episodes that I had touched on confidence and just how I was trying to channel my confidence and everything, and that really just sparked some fire in you guys, to say the least too. So between just the process and confidence and kind of all things in between is what we're going to get into today. So the first question, how do you keep your faith when the results don't show right away? That's a phenomenal question. Honestly, I think that this question fits into many different aspects of life. Specifically, where my mind went to first was this podcast. You know, As I've been working on this podcast, you know, I officially launched it in February. It's something that I've been working on for over a year. And I mean, I knew that it was going to be a slow start. You know, I knew that it was going to be a process. I clearly don't have control over how long that process is going to be or what that process is going to look like, you know. And with that, trust me, it is a battle. It is a struggle every single day to get lost into the followers and the like counts and your engagement and seeing the reality of what it is now compared to where you see it going is where I think for me anyways, I can get really frustrated because the results that I see right now are not the results that I obviously want, right? They aren't the results that I hope that they get to one day, but that's just where, I mean, whenever I start to get into that type of mindset, really just kind of getting frustrated with where the podcast and show is right now, I take a step back. You all always know I always have to take a step back whenever I get too, not too involved, but more so I make things huge. You know, I make things as big and drastic as they possibly can, and I lose sight of the bigger picture. You know, like I make the followers and the engagement and the likes the biggest thing that matters, whenever in reality that's where that step back comes into play, at least for me, because as soon as I take that step back, I realize the bigger goal, the bigger purpose, and the bigger picture, and that for me is truly creating this community, truly creating something that is not just here to get brand deals and to become a full-time influencer and content creator, but it is genuinely to create a community with a sense of belonging and acceptance, you know? And for me, that was what I had always wanted to do. That's always what I strive to do, is be able to connect with as many people as possible and just show them that they can be confident, that they can be accepted, and that they belong, at least in Simply You, you know? And that's just where I think for me anyways, it is so easy to get lost in the results, especially as a visionary and a dreamer. You know, I mean, like as visionaries, it's like all of our ideas come from a big vision. It's like we think big, but we have to start small. And that's where I think the challenge comes into play, because we have this big vision and this big dream that we truly know and believe that we can accomplish. But to reach that big life and that big success and all things in between, you have to start small. And I think starting small is so hard, and it can be so hard because, one, it's an ego check. It literally checks your ego like no other. It's like, I'm not even kidding you on that. It really does. It makes you be humble. It makes you realize that, truthfully, you're not anyone special. And I say that not to sound defeating or degrading, but more so like, you don't have any more value than the person next to you or to the person that's watching your stories through their phone. Like, yes, as you start to build things that are bigger than you and that are able to impact more people in like a greater, deeper way, that is whenever I think that, yes, your value in what you do goes up. But I think especially whenever you're first starting, you have to realize that you aren't special in the sense that people are just going to automatically be drawn to you. You know, you can't expect people just to buy in without giving them something to buy into. And that's where I think also it's so, that it can just be so challenging, because we expect to just show up and then the results to happen, where that's just not the case at all. Like, the reality is you have to show up, and you at first are going to have to do all those small nitty gritty behind the scenes things that the people aren't going to want to do, right? It's going to be the extra work. It's going to be working the later hours. It's going to be being tired. It's going to be just pushing yourself in so many ways that you didn't even know that you could possibly push yourself to then get to a point where your value is so high and so crucial that all of those small things you probably won't have to do as much anymore, right? That's where you start to build this team. You start to build this community where eventually you're going to have help. Eventually, you are going to have an extra set of hands and eyes and ears on those small behind the scenes things that are necessary to achieve the big things. But in the beginning, at least from what I have seen, is really just putting myself off of a pedestal and realizing that, one, if I want something, I'm the only one that can make it happen, truthfully. Like, I'm the only one that can truly advocate for myself. I'm the only one that truly can see my vision and what I truly believe it can be. I'm the only one who can truly make it happen. Like, yes, it does involve other people, but that's just for two guys. Like, if you have a vision, if you have something that you want to go after, don't rely on someone else to make it happen. Because if you do that, I promise it's either going to take so much longer or the opportunity is just going to pass you. You know, like, just find a way, make it happen. And once you start to make it happen, that's where you can start to receive help. And that's where you can start to make changes to make things easier and better and more successful. But we can't make those changes. We can't just automatically expect to see that success and just to automatically expect to not have to do the hard work because we think that we're better or because we think that we deserve it, right? Like, yes, and there's such a fine line, you guys, and that's where too, like, I don't want you all to think that you all have to talk horrible to yourselves and be like, I'm not special, like, I'm horrible, like, I'm worthless, like, all, like, no, like, that is not what I'm saying at all. I just, to truly go after something that is bigger than yourself and that is just so big that it's honestly never been done before, you have to, in the beginning stages, put yourself off of the pedestal and just realize that the value that you are seeking, you're gonna have to give. You're gonna have to give so much rather than just take, right? And that's where I think whenever we come up with these big goals and dreams, we just think about all of the things that we can gain from it, right? The fame, the success, the followers, the brand deals, the money, the, you know, just like all of these things. But we lose sight on what we're gonna have to give up and what we're gonna have to give out to get that, right? And it's not for the weak. It definitely is a lot of work, but I think it's also gonna make yourself realize how bad you actually want it. You know, I think that in those testimonial experiences that are hard and that just really make you question if you should continue, that's whenever that will and that urge to be someone and to be something and to make something big happen, that's whenever that pushes through and that's whenever the magic happens. So anyways, I realized I don't think that I just answered that question at all, But how do I keep my faith whenever the results don't show right away? So really, just to simplify that answer, whenever I don't see the results right away, I just take a step back and I just ask myself, why am I doing this? Am I doing this for the followers? Am I doing this for the clout? Am I doing this to genuinely make a difference in the world? Am I doing this to build a community? Am I doing this to give people a sense of belonging? Am I doing this to give people a sense of purpose? And as I start to ask myself those questions, I realize that as much as, yes, the followers and all of that looks good, and honestly, it's needed to just gain that exposure, what I truly want, though, is the community, is the sense of belonging. The followers and all of that, that kind of just goes hand in hand, but that's just where, whenever I don't see the results, instead of being defeated, I just go back to, again, what am I trying to accomplish here? And if I just stick to what I'm trying to accomplish, I literally just have to trust. I have no other option but to trust and genuinely believe in my core that the followers and all of that stuff is just gonna happen, you know? Again, I don't know when, I don't know how long it's gonna take. It could take 5 months, it could take 2 years, it could take 5 years, but all I do know for a fact is that I am going to, and I am creating a community, again, that just creates acceptance and belonging and makes everyone feel seen. There is nothing more important, I think, on this earth than to feel seen. And the feeling of being seen is so rare and so hard, because in order to feel seen, the other person has to strip away all of what they think to believe is true about you and literally just sit back and listen, right? Sit back and listen into how you view the world, into the lenses behind your eyes, you know? So anyways, taking a step back and just reminding myself why I'm doing it in the first place. Next question. Where does your confidence come from, and has it always been like that? Definitely, it has not always been like that. I used to be the most insecure person ever in so many different ways growing up, like in grade school and then in high school and even in college a little bit too. I found myself always comparing or just always pointing out my flaws and always pointing out my imperfections, but it wasn't in a way that was beneficial at all. It was literally just talking down to myself, where I was literally my biggest hater. Like, I would constantly be calling myself fat, or I would constantly be calling myself stupid or ugly or just all of these horrible, nasty things. And I mean, it took a long, long time, and I think sports definitely helped. And it's crazy because I was on this one retreat whenever I was in Washington, and we were going around and we were being asked these questions. And I don't remember the specific question it was asked, but my answer has stuck with me to this day, and it really made me realize how much sports truly helped me gain confidence. Because God, I wish I could remember the exact question that it was asked, but it was something to do with about like yourself and how you feel on the court and off the court, something like that. But I just remember my answer was, I loved how confident I was on the court. And I was like, I wish that I could be the person that I was playing all the time in my life. And it really made me realize that whenever I was playing on the court, I had so much fierceness and I had so much confidence, and it was like no one could tell me that I could not do something. You know, no one could tell me that I could not get that ball. No one could tell me that we won't win this game, that my team isn't good enough. Like, it was just such a fearless mentality. But whenever I stepped off the court, I found all of that fear coming up, you know, and I found myself not going for things that I wanted. I found myself not putting myself out there like I knew that I could, and just really just holding myself back. And it got to a point where, as soon as honestly I said that out loud, I made it my goal to try to feel that confidence that I felt on the court into my personal life. And I think just some of the ways that I did that was, I'm a firm believer of the power pose, so If you watch me play or played with me, you all know that I did the power pose 24/7. There are signs that actually backs it up as well. But I would find myself just throughout my day standing in the power pose stance. And something that has also helped my confidence too is just the way that I also speak to myself. I speak to myself in a way that's very intentional and understanding, and also just open. You know, I don't try to stop thoughts from coming up, but what I do try to do is slow down and choose the thoughts that I believe. And really just, I mean, like, I truly think that confidence, I mean, like, yes, it's a fake it till you make it game, but I think the way to truly make it, the way to truly gain that confidence, is you have to believe it. You can't just walk around and just think that you own the place, or just think that you belong here, or think that you deserve that raise or deserve that whatever it is. It's like, no, you are walking in there knowing that you are. And there is such a big difference. And just even with how you present yourself too. And something that honestly helped my confidence as well is my sense of style, which may sound ridiculous, but I am a firm believer that clothes can give you so much confidence. What you wear, if you are comfortable, if you feel sexy, if you feel confident, like, you are going to move throughout your day just carrying that energy. And I mean, it is so badass to see. And you can really tell. I mean, like, I will literally be walking down the street and just see women just start like fucking strutting and working it. And I'm like, hell yes, like, she has got it going on. And whenever I started to dress more for myself and not for people and what I thought that they wanted me to wear, I can't even articulate how much confidence it truly gave me. Like, leaving the house knowing that I am so confident in my outfit and my look and my energy, like, that was just, I just started to feel that that was the energy that I was giving out to the world. And it was just like day by day, it was just like small little bricks were just stacking on top of it. And now it's to the point where, I mean, yes, I may have days where I don't feel as pretty, or I feel bloated, or I'm questioning what I'm doing or questioning myself, but the belief never shakes, you know? And I think that my belief of myself never shakes, it's never rattled. Yes, I may question what I'm doing, I may question what I look like and how I look like, but the belief of if I'm worth it, the belief of if I'm a badass bitch, the belief of if I can achieve and if I'm deserving of what I want to achieve, like, that never fucking shakes anymore. I know down to my core, down to my soul, who the fuck I am. I know what I stand for. I know my values. I know what I'm gonna stand on, and I know what I want. And for me, at least, if I know what I believe, what I'm gonna stand on, and what I want, those three things, again, nothing can rattle me. And that's where truly I think that my confidence kind of just takes over in that way, in situations or in the rooms that I'm walking in. You know, it's just having that sense of self-worth and belief that it doesn't matter what you say to me, it doesn't matter what room I'm in, it doesn't matter what situation that's brought to me, I know who the fuck I am, and I know what I want, and I'm gonna get it. Have you ever doubted yourself, especially when launching the podcast? How did you move through that? I've kind of touched on this already a little bit, but yes, there's definitely been doubt with this podcast for sure. I mean, like, there still is. Like I kind of mentioned before, for me, it's so hard to not get wrapped up into the followers and likes, because, I mean, the reality of it is you need the followers to gain the exposure, especially online, and trying to create a big community. Like, you have to be able to market it. You have to be able to get your name out there and for a wide audience to see. So, I mean, we can't act like the followers and likes and engagement does not matter, because it does. But whenever I get rattled or start to doubt myself or why I'm starting my podcast, and whenever I start to feel like I'm failing, especially because I feel like that very often, well, okay, not really very often, but I do feel sometimes that I'm failing with this podcast, But again, that's just where I take a step back and I'm like, I have no other option but to trust that the followers and the engagement and the exposure is going to happen, because it's really only one of two options. It's either trust that the work that I'm putting in and what I'm trying to build is going to bring me the followers and the community that I want, or it's to tap into the fear, tap into the sense of failure, and just let it fall and just give up. And just knowing myself, like, I have started this and I'm never gonna stop. I'm literally never gonna stop until I make this community happen for us. And as long as that takes, I really am just trying to stay focused on the process and just taking every single small win. And I mean, like, the fact that I have a studio to myself, the fact that I already have you guys watching me as well, like, it's not that this podcast is a failure, but that's not to say that that thought doesn't come to my mind sometimes, you know. But again, it's all about perspective, and it's all about, I think, just one, seeing where you're at too, being realistic with where you're at as well. You know, like, I started this in February. There were some rough points trying to get it launched and trying to get it uploaded. I mean, like, I literally started the first 2 months shooting my episodes in my basement, you know. Like, it's definitely been a process, but I think just being realistic with myself as far as where I'm at while holding on to the vision that I have for the future, it's really the only way that I can stay locked in and really just trust that it's gonna happen no matter how long it takes. Ooh, what's something you learned from transferring schools that still impacts your mindset today? I learned so much throughout that transfer period, you guys. That was truly whenever I started to go into, like, my self-love journey and, like, my spiritual journey. And I mean, that was truly the start of recreating my entire sense of self. But I would say, honestly, the biggest thing that comes to mind right now that I learned is trust where my feet are at. Trust where my feet are at. In the beginning, especially just throughout that transfer period, and also just being a libero in general, I was so scared. I was so scared that I was never gonna play volleyball again, that I was never gonna get picked up, that I was gonna end up in a worse spot. Like, I was so scared to, one, make that jump and truly transfer and put my name into the portal. And then two, trust that I was gonna end up exactly where I was meant to be. That was one of the hardest times of my life, because it took me so long to genuinely believe that I was right where I needed to be. And I think, one, making that jump for me was one of the hardest and scariest jumps ever, because again, I was tapping into so much fear. And I listened to a TED Talk this past week, actually, and it was about change. And the woman, God, I wish that I could remember her name, but the woman was talking about change. And she was saying that people are more afraid of change because they are afraid of what they're going to lose rather than the change in their environment. And for me, I mean, that resonated with me so hard, because during that transfer period, it took me so long to actually make that jump. Like, I wanted to transfer after my first semester. Again, not because of the school and my friends. I loved, loved, loved A&M and the school, the friends, the athletic program. Like, it was genuinely so fun. But just something in my gut was like, this is not it. But again, it took me so long to make that jump because I was so afraid of what I was going to lose, and also not having the security with where I was going. And I think that's where change can really be hard, because yes, I think that fear of what you're gonna lose comes into play, but at least for me too, not having the security in where I'm going to next, that holds more weight than anything. And I think that whenever we don't have security in what's gonna happen next, whenever we don't know, we cannot predict, we have no control over what our next move is or what's going to happen or what it's going to look like, that is whenever I think that we can hold ourselves back or we can be afraid of that change and to make that next step. But that leads me to one of the biggest things I learned throughout that process was trusting where my feet are at, just trusting that I'm going to end up exactly where I'm meant to be. I really started to tell myself during that time to just do everything I knew that I could do every single day. And if I did that, the future is already handled. The future is already going to be made out for me. The only thing that I can control is what I put into the world right now, what my energy is, what I'm giving out to the world. That is the only thing that I can control. My actions, what I'm doing to work towards my goals, you know? And it was such a challenge at first, not getting wrapped up into the future, into that fear of not having the security, you know, getting wrapped up into the fear of not playing again or not being on the right team or just, you know, so many of those scary, fearful thoughts. But the more I slowed down, I realized that, again, I had no control over that. The more time that I was spending worrying about what my future could look like, the more time I was wasting preparing for my future. Really, the biggest thing that I learned throughout that process is just to be where my feet are at and just to try to get 1% better every single day. You know, every single day, wake up and try to do at least one thing that's going to make me one step closer to my goal. What's one belief about yourself that has changed in the last year? Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but I genuinely mean this. And I was actually telling one of my best friends about this the other day too. But I used to never think that I was beautiful. Now just hear me out. I never considered myself to be a beautiful girl or a beautiful woman. I always considered myself to be sexy and bad and fine. But I never considered myself to be in the category of beautiful. Literally ever. Like, it was crazy how much I truly just could not see myself as beautiful. I could only see myself as this, like, bad bitch and, like, this, like, baddie girl and this, like, sexy, like, fine girl. And, I mean, yes, like, I still am those things. Like, trust me, I keep that fucking energy with me. Like, trust me, I will always carry that sexiness with me. Because I just love being sexy. I think there's so much power to it. But what I've been learning and feeling about myself recently is that I can feel sexy while believing I'm beautiful. And I don't know why I thought that you could only be one or the other, that I could only tap into my sexy energy and not be beautiful, or that I could only be beautiful and not be sexy. But truthfully, I think there's so much beauty and sexiness, and I started to really feel beautiful the more that I loved who I was. I mean, yes, I love who I am on the outside, but the moment that I truly started to see myself as beautiful, to see my beauty, I realized how much I genuinely am loving the woman that I am becoming. And just the feeling is just so different. I still feel that type of confidence in my sexiness, but I feel so beautiful and just the woman I am and just the energy that I just give off and what I pour into the world and into my connections that I make. And the feeling of being beautiful has made me so much softer too. Like, it has made me so much softer and open and really just not really look at situations differently, but look at myself in situations differently. I handle things with a lot more grace. I don't get mad as often. I don't lose my shit as often, you know? Like, I just find myself being more poised and really just trusting in who I am more. And I think the more that you can trust in who you are, the more beautiful that you be, because you're not trying to fix yourself. You're not trying to be like someone else. You are literally just being yourself in all of the different ways and forms and the aspects that you are. And I think with that, that is where also sexiness comes in too. And I think the more beauty you have, the more that you can also radiate sexiness, because again, you know who the fuck you are. Knowing who you are is so sexy, because if you know who you are, you're going to be confident, and confidence is sexy. So I think that truly the feeling of being beautiful and loving who you are and knowing what you want to then be confident, to then feel sexy, like, it literally just all goes hand in hand. And that's where I think that the process of self-love and finding that confidence is just so empowering, and we all deserve to feel it. Like, it's just incredible. Ooh, what does Simply You actually mean to you personally? Simply You is like my baby. Simply You is literally like my child. It means everything to me. It brings me so much purpose. And really, I mean, the first word that comes to my head for me for Simply You is just belonging. The feeling and sense of belonging is something I have always struggled with growing up in grade school and middle school and even in high school. You know, like, I was never one with the big friend group. You know, like, I was always trying to figure out where I fit in at and find friends. And I mean, like, yes, like, I would have my couple friends here and there, but it was never, you know, this big friend group, and it was never just what I always just saw people had around me. And I just felt so lost always. And I just, as I felt lost, I found myself trying to just be like everyone else around me because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what was wrong with me. So I just tried to change myself over and over and over again to these people that were around me because I felt like I didn't fit in, because I felt like I didn't belong. And for so long, I just found myself just trying to change every single little thing about me. And it was just so exhausting. And it got me into so many horrible situations and around just not great people. And it turned me into really not a great person either. But I don't know, it's like the feeling of not belonging, the anxiety that that created for me. And I just thought to myself, I never want someone to feel like they do not belong. I never want someone to think that just because they don't have the biggest friend group, or just because they aren't the popular girl in high school, or just because they don't look like her or have the perfect makeup routine or have this or that, does not mean that you don't belong somewhere. Because if you genuinely believe that you do not belong somewhere, it can just affect you in so many horrible and negative ways, and really can just have such an effect on how you view yourself too, and take away so much of that confidence that I was talking about. And it really did. It took away so much of my confidence because I didn't know who I was, because I was trying to change for everyone. So for Simply You, I think the biggest thing that Simply You means to me is just belonging. You know, it truly means a community that is open, that is accepting, that does not give a fuck who you are, what your background is, what your walk of life is. We just want to sit down, learn about it, hear about it, and then just have fun together. Like, no judgment, just openness, you know, as raw, as real, as hard, as good as it gets. Because for me, I mean, there's nothing better, there's nothing stronger than having that connection with someone else. And I mean, if we can make it a true community centered around belonging and just make it a place where everyone just feels like they belong, I think that it can just make us and myself just feel so much better. Because again, guys, like, life is hard, and the older that you get, the harder it gets too. The more that you're gonna see different people in different groups, and I think the faster that life gets to, you always want to go back to what slows you down. And for me, like, that is my people, that is my support system, that is my circle, who kind of brings me back and keeps me sane and grounded. And that's just what I wanted Simply You to be, is a place that can just bring us back, that can just bring us back to being level, to bring us back to being grounded, and just kind of reminding ourselves that no matter how fast the world gets, we are here to slow down, and we are here to remind ourselves that we deserve it and that we belong. We belong, and we are going to feel seen. Do you ever get nervous putting your voice out there? Absolutely, no question about that. That's honestly been something that I've been struggling with internally throughout just this podcast, as well as just my personal social media pages too. I've been really trying to stay more consistent, and I mean, like, even with this podcast, just trying to be more vulnerable with you guys and just letting you guys into my mind and how I think and my experiences that I've lived through. But with that, it is so fucking scary to me, because I mean, like, I would be lying if I said that I wasn't afraid of being judged or being criticized or being called names or being called stupid or dumb or being called, like, all of these things that are just horrible and defeating. But I've gotten to a point where I've let that fear of being seen and the fear of being criticized hold me back for so long that I don't want to hold myself back anymore. Like, I would rather hear the criticism. I would rather be seen and be judged than just not put myself out there at all. And with it too, though, like, I've been seeing, I mean, like, yes, like, critics are also going to come too. By all means, criticize me all you want. Trust me, there's a lot to criticize. I'm not perfect at all. Like, me and you will probably agree with majority of the things that you'll be criticizing me on anyways, you know? Like, we will see eye to eye on that most likely. But with that being said, though, like, the fear of being seen, I think, can hold us back from putting ourselves out there and putting our voices out there. And that's just where I just want us to all feel and truly believe that, like, our voices matter, you know? That we have all gone through things that really shape us and who we are today, and they shape our perspective. And we all have a slightly different perspective on life, and why not share it, you know? Why not use your voice? And I think for me, I've always been told that my voice can be powerful. I've just been trying to find a way to use it and use it for purpose and really make it to a point where my voice has value. Making it to a point where my voice has value. I love that. And it's crazy because, I mean, like, I still get fearful. I still get nervous about putting myself out there. I mean, like, before I even post my reels on TikTok or on Instagram, I still literally get nervous in my stomach. And I'm like, oh, God, like, I just don't know. But then, like, I literally just force myself to it. I'm like, fuck it, let's just do it, you know? And I don't know. It's crazy because the more that I've been putting myself out there, the more confident I've been too. Like, the more I put myself out there, the less I'm worrying about what people are gonna say, the less I worry about the negativity that I'm getting, the less I worry about the criticism and the judgment that I'm receiving as well. Like, all that I'm focusing on is just how to become better and how to make my content better and how to build this community better. And that's where I think that the true power comes into play. The confidence starts to rise and you start to really just feel that empowerment. So yes, I do get nervous, but I've been really using the nervousness and the fear of putting myself out there and really channeling that into just being driven and really just being like, fuck this, my voice deserves to be heard. My voice is valuable and I'm gonna use it. We will leave it there for today. There were still a couple more questions, but best believe these Q&As are not done yet. So if y'all have any more questions, if you want to drill, feel free to DM me, email me, and I got you, okay? Like I said, we are a team here. We are a family. We are a community. So this is not just for me. This is for you guys too. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Do not forget to like and subscribe on YouTube and Spotify. And make sure to tune in next week on Simply You. Be here, be you, be real with Kardashian. Thank you guys. Bye.